So as we go into meditation, know that around the world there are many, many groups in meditation right about this time, some a little before us, some during, some after us. And we become a part of that whole world invocative activity. I don't know a lot about astrology, as I have said to you, it's not my forte. However, I do know that, yeah, exactly, Lillian, that there's lots of stuff going on right now. And if you felt stuck in some places, chances are that with this energy coming in, you'll be able to break free of that and put things in their proper place. And so this is the kind of energy that is impacting humanity. It's an opportunity for getting unstuck in a lot of big areas. So that's a sort of an overwhelming quality. And as Lillian says, there's lots of other stuff going on that's too complex for me to go into, that's for sure. But also remember, we're moving exactly... Oh, that's interesting, Lillian. We're also moving into that time of summer that used to be called the dog days. And this is because the dog star Sirius is prominent. And of course, Sirius is the greater heart center beyond our physical sun. So there's lots of interesting things going on here. This is a time for, as I said before, getting unstuck, moving forward, being creative, all those things, okay? It's also, of course, the sun sign Leo can also stimulate on a lower turn of the spiral ego, and so we're bound to see that popping up in the news between nations, between groups. But on a higher level, Leo is always associated with the heart center. And it is an opportunity at a higher turn of the spiral for opening that heart. Okay? Get comfy, because this is going to be a little bit. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Letting your breath flow easily and naturally, finding its own rhythm. As you let the day drop away from you, and you give your attention to this activity. Take a deep breath and try and sense the physical instrument of this group relaxing. It doesn't matter where we are upon the planet, we're working as one. Take another deep breath. Let the astral body of the group relax, releasing its hold upon your focus. Relax that stomach, letting the breath flow easily and naturally. Take another deep breath. Releasing it, become mentally awake and alert as a group. And take your focus first within the Ajna Center. and standing within the Ajna Center, try to sense this meditating group. Connected via a network of etheric lines of light and strands of thought. Knowing that this meditating group at this moment forms its own geometry. And picture that geometry one point in the world network of discipleship. The entire network with its attention turned upward, receptive to that wisdom which now overshadows humanity. And as you imagine this worldwide network of discipleship, within every nation, every area of humanity, realize that the world discipleship is not limited to this time and space, that at these times of the full moon, we can touch other times when the world discipleship was poised and focused. And as the soul within that worldwide and time-wide network integrate with the world discipleship by silently sounding the Om. Along that line of light, withdraw the focus back into the cave in the center of the head. And as you take your place within the cave, try and sense that magnetic field, which is your center. And know that this group is all doing that, each tuning to the same frequency and focus. And know that we come together not only as consciousness, but as a unified field of mind. And through this medium of cyberspace, allied brains. From your focus in the cave, stand receptive to your own overshadowing spiritual soul within the ashramic group life. that higher self. Whose creative work gives form to the wisdom. And identify as the soul within the ashramic group life. And silently sound the Om. And as that soul stand receptive to that central directing focus of the ashram, that point of mastery at its heart. And through that focus, stand receptive to the Christ. And recognize that the Christ anchors that greater alignment through the sun, the heart of our solar system, and ultimately to that greater sun of Sirius. That the planetary logos itself is applying for initiation, standing receptive to that greater plan. That greater plan anchored by the Christ. And realize that now overshadowing humanity is that wisdom, which is this planet's next step. And the next step for humanity itself. And realize that above the fear of that step within the masses, the world discipleship stands in the light, aligned with that greater heart and source. And as the soul standing receptive to that higher planetary alignment through the Christ, meditate upon the seed thought. I, the soul, invoke that planetary movement which is the evolution of this logos. I hold in stillness overshadowed by that wisdom. still holding that frequency, begin to consider the meaning of that seed thought. That you, the soul, are receptive to that next evolutionary movement. How would you, the soul, incorporate that into and through your own persona? As your next step in consciousness. And as the cave fills with the frequency of this alignment, remain in the cave, yet look outward to the Ajna and project to the Ajna. The energy of the meditation into your focus persona at the Ajna and silently project the Om. And sense that all over the world, this energy invoked by the World Discipleship is being moved into its extensions in time and in space. And now gently, keeping your identity focused as the soul, move out to the Ajna. Notice as we move, the frequency doesn't drop. We carry that high abstract frequency of the meditation into the Ajna. All the way out to the Ajna. And standing as the soul, imagine the Ajna center as a lens. And standing in that place, become aware of your mind, your mental body. And into your mind, focus the intent . Let the light of the alignment pour into this mind. Clarifying thought and revealing direction, and silently radiate the Om. And as that thought is anchored within the mind, the light of the alignment illuminating thought and revealing direction radiate that out into the mind of humanity, knowing that your mental body is connected to the mental plane of humanity. Release this thought beyond yourself. Let it circulate throughout the mind of humanity. And release that thought by the silent radiation of the Om. And visualize that overshadowing wisdom and next step moving downward collectively into humanity's mental body, carried there, bridged there by the world discipleship. And still within the Ajna Center, become aware of your astral body, still identified as the soul within this form. Become aware of your own astral circulation. And focus into your own astral vehicle, the intent. Let logoic love through the Christ move throughout the feeling nature, bringing healing and peace. And silently radiate the Om. Try and sense your own astral body filling with that love. As the soul within this persona, knowing that your astral body is connected to the astral network of humanity, radiate this love and healing beyond yourself, letting it loose, making it available into the network of man, and silently radiate the Om. And still within the Ajna Center, note the worldwide flood and release of the energy of healing and peace. And still within the Ajna Center, become aware of your physical etheric nervous system, that which underlies your body of time and space. And note that via your focus, your entire etheric nervous system is poised, aligned upward with the divine intent of the soul. And as the soul within the form, via the ajna direct into your physical etheric network the intent, let the plan and action of the soul descend upon the form. Bringing perfect alignment and right action in every instance. And silently sound the Om. And try and sense your own nervous system exactly as it should be. And know that around the world, that soul intent overshadowing humanity is being given a doorway into this time and place by the World Discipleship, through the collective network and instrument and body of time and space, the physical presence of the World Discipleship supporting humanity. And releasing those energies of alignment horizontally out into the physical presence of the World Discipleship, supporting every disciple in their work, affirming the presence of the World Discipleship in this time and place. And know that collectively right action shall be taken. And to affirm this release and direction of energy, force, and substance, we audibly sound the Om. Still focused as the soul within the ajna center, standing timeless and yet in this time and space, we utilize the great invocation from the point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the Master knows and serves. from the center, which we call the race of men. Let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And still lightly poised within the Ashina Center, as the soul within this form, become aware of your heart center, behind and between your shoulder blades. And as the soul through your present persona, focus that will to love outward toward your fellow group members who share this work with you. That love amplified by each disciplic group around the world into the greater network. And turning your hands outward in blessing. Radiate the love and the presence of the soul outward into humanity. And so mote it be. Take a deep breath and in your own time gently relax the attention, concluding the meditation and gently returning to your normal focus. Oh, you're all very welcome. Anything in particular come to anybody? I want to give you time to share with each other as well. Remember, anchor that energy out through the throat center by speech or writing. Anchor it to the brain so it doesn't float off. I know it takes a while. I know it was very gentle for Leo, wasn't it? Oh, great, Victoria. Oh, perfect, Karen. Oh, that's interesting, Sophia. Leo is a house cat, maybe. Yeah, the sense of the world discipleship was real strong for me too, Debbie. And this one really did seem to sort of gently settle into the group's nervous system, you know? That was real present for me. Oh, that's beautiful, Lee. Well, thank you all so much for doing this together. I hope to be able to do more meditations with you of this type. it's rare when we get to all work together, and it's a great opportunity. Oh, interesting, Francis. Well, thank you to my Teacher Training 1 class. This is their normal class night, so thank you guys for letting us all do this, and we will continue with the next lesson next week. Exactly, Christiana. Like I said, the sense of the world discipleship was really strong. Absolutely, Lillian. Well, thanks to all of you. My love and good wishes go with all of you. Oh, I'm glad, Susan. I saw you sneak in there. You're welcome, Joanna. Truly. Yep, new changes. I can certainly see that for me. Leo, for me, is my 11th house, which is group activity and work and stuff. So, bless you all. Love you all. And see you next time. Good night.